This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Dave Sisler, project coordinator for the Staunton Holiday Event and Snack with Santa. Dave, we're going to talk about what's going on December 6th, which is the Staunton Holiday Event, and we're going to let you let the audience know a little bit about what the event is in general.
Well, this is our annual holiday event in downtown Staunton, and a lot of the merchants will be having their Christmas specials offering that day. And it's our annual Snack with Santa, one of the highlights of our Christmas season down here in Staunton.
You say Snack with Santa is one of the highlights. Could you talk a little bit about Snack with Santa?
Well, kind of an overview of our event is we kind of focus on the kids this weekend. So Snack with Santa is kind of the nucleus of this whole event. The thing we do is at Snack with Santa we have the giant slide. The kids really like. They get to have their face painted. They get a bag of goodies, which includes coupons and free ice cream from our local merchants. And they have a whole bunch of different events they can do. Our face painter is the neatest lady from Heritage Manor, and she does an awesome job. And we also have, like I said, the giant slide. And also this year we're adding a photo booth, so some Christmas photo booths. Then, of course, the highlight of the event is going to see Santa Claus, and they get to sit on his lap. And they get a free photo taken by Mike Dinius of Dinius Photography. He provides those free of charge for the kids. And what will happen is they get to go on a website and download their pictures. They can share their pictures. From there, the trolley will pick them up at Zion, and the trolley takes them through downtown Staunton. Now, this year we have a neat addition to our trolley is Don Will. And Don Will is going to be dressed in his top hat and in his chimney sweep brush. And he's going to give a history of Staunton as they travel throughout the streets of Staunton, and there'll be different stops. Some of the stops this year, First National Bank, Sullivan's, Max Mullins and Mayfield's, Brick House Florist, and Vintage Station. And they'll stop at those different locations and crafts and some activities will be for the kids, and they can get back on and keep riding the trolley around throughout Staunton.
This is December 6th, but I don't think we actually said what time do those who are interested show up and sort of what is the hours?
The hours are from 10 until 2, and the best place to show up is at Zion Lutheran School within the gym there, and that's where everything is kind of started from. But any merchant and everything will have specials on and have their open houses for that day. The other neat thing that goes on that day is the Zion PTL puts on a gift shop. And they have gifts under the price of $4, and they will go ahead and wrap the presents for the kids. So it's kind of a neat, special Christmas tradition that the kids can find these small items. They can wrap them and take them home and put them underneath their Christmas trees.
You, before we started the interview, indicated this has been going on for many years annually, and it was sort of bringing back something that you knew from the past. That's sort of how this got brought back again many years ago?
Well, when I was a youth many years ago, the junior service used to have this event called the Snack with Santa. The junior service was a neat, active group, and you would go and you'd make a little craft, and you'd have a cookie, and then you got to see Santa Claus. It was always held in the old KC Hall in Staunton, and the junior service was no more. And so when a group of my team members at Sisler Real Estate got together, we thought about bringing it back. And so somewhere back in 1993, we started Snack with Santa, and it was held in Masonic Hall in Staunton, and we grew. We used to pack the people in there, and it was actually too tight, and the Masonics were always so gracious to let us use the hall. So then we moved it to Zion Lutheran School in the gym, and we have a lot more room. Every year we see somewhere between 200 and 400 kids in that four-hour period.
And do kids have to sign up before, or do you just come on down, or what is the process?
You come on down to, like I said, back to Zion Lutheran School gym. We'll be giving you directions of how to do all the different events, and this is free of charge, by the way. The Staunton Chamber of Commerce and the City of Staunton both assist in the sponsorships of this event, and so it is free of charge. Now, if some people like to give, and they've always asked what they could give, we ask that they bring a canned good, and we always donate that to the Staunton Food Pantry.
And for parents, since it's called Holiday Event, anything going on in Staunton while Snack with Santa is going on or during hours of the December 6th?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in our local merchants. I know that their holiday specials, our restaurants are ready for them. I know some of the restaurants are having special items and special sales that day for our adults and for our kids, too.
Dave, you were talking about Snack with Santa, bring a canned good for the food pantry and stuff like that. Is there any other charge for Snack with Santa?
There is no charge, and this is what makes small towns what small towns are. I think Mayor Newhouse said it best last night when he said, we can't lose an event like this. This is an event that makes part of the fabric of our community. And to be honest with you, Rick, this really starts off my Christmas season when you see somewhere between 200 and 400 kids sitting on Santa's lap, sitting there getting their pictures taken, some of them not so happy, some of them crying, and some of them just smiling and beaming. And this is what makes the Christmas season in Staunton. And to be honest with you, I hope everybody comes. You do not have to be from Staunton. You can be from anywhere and come to our Snack with Santa. We welcome everyone, and we want them all to have a good time and maybe start their holiday season off on the right foot.
Dave Sisler, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
We appreciate all the support WSMI gives us.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.